When it comes to keeping kids from dropping out, 29-year-old Timothy Heiss, principal at DISD's Ann Richards Middle School, says helping them in high school may be too late.
Really, the meat of the sandwich is middle school. And if we can make kids more successful at this level, they'll have those foundational skills and be prepared for higher-level work in high school.
Research shows Heiss is onto something. Right now, 1 in 4 Texans drops out. Blacks and Hispanics are roughly twice as likely to leave school without graduating than white students. But studies also show if educators focus on problems in middle school, usually grades 6, 7, and 8, more students graduate high school.
You can't miss those 3 years. Those are hugely important 3 years in a student's life.
Dr. Kerry Briggs, director of education reform at the George W. Bush Institute, says middle school educators need to know what to look for. Studies show if middle school attendance drops below 80%, or a student behaves badly, or fails a class, there's a 75% chance that student will eventually drop out.
But unless you have a group of educators in the school collecting that data and looking across and saying, oh, little Susie hasn't been coming to school. Why isn't she coming to school? What can we do differently about that?
Briggs says one thing educators can do is intervene to get that student back on track. She's more than a year into a multi-year, multi-school project called Middle School Matters, designed to help educators find dropout solutions before high school. She says one solution is an adult mentor for that student. Principal Tim Heiss says that's why every one of his nearly 1,000 school students has at least one adult role model.
So we've assigned every teacher an advisory class that meets every Monday for a short period of time. And they're small classes. They're about 15 to 17 students as opposed to the 25 or so. We discuss different things in that class, such as college-ready skills and behaviors. The more developmental assets that kids have, the more likely they are to experience success in life.
It's 3:45, and Ann Richards Middle School just let out. Before he heads home, sixth grader Isaiah Smith says he likes the class everybody calls advisory.
It is like once a week or something like that. And we talk to each other about all the problems we have and getting to know each other, and you know.
Principal Heiss also looks outside the school for community mentors, as far away as a local golf course and an organization that teaches golf.
And the kids, when they went, they were skeptical. Most of them, if at all, have never had any exposure or interest in golf. When they came back from that first time out there, they wanted to know if they could go on their own and they could partner up with the golf instructor there before, because they teach them golf, but they teach them good character and sportsmanship at the same time.
Isaiah likes it.
Even though we are in sixth grade, we have like golf and a lot of clubs and stuff like that. I'm doing one next Wednesday, golf.
And have you ever golfed before?
No. And that's what's really fun, because I don't know how it might turn out.
Principal Heiss knows his kids face challenges. The new middle school principal runs a brand new campus with lots of first-year teachers, including many from Teach for America. He calls himself an old-school educator who's wanted to teach middle school, just like his mom, since he was 5. But he also embraces modern education reforms championed by the Bush Institute.
The conversation, has to be about data. We can talk about kids all day long, but the data typically doesn't lie.
Heiss says here's what else the data show. 99% of his students qualify for free or reduced lunch. Most are minorities, and his campus already starts behind. He says recent tests show his students fall 10 points below the district average, and district scores fall below the state average.
And our goal is to move kids ahead 2 grade levels in reading in 1 year's time.
Otherwise, Heiss fears his kids will not learn what they need to set that solid middle school foundation necessary to graduate high school. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.